Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Thank you, friends. Hour three, hourly with Bowerly. Hope you had a good day at work. If you get off at four and you just turned on the radio, appreciate you being there. And I'm going to be off the rest of the week, at least because of eye surgery, which is no big deal. I'm not freaked out about it at all. But this program, again, and everything we've done since Saturday to commemorate the lives of 10 of our neighbors who were gunned down without mercy, brutally, and with malice, and with a hatred that I cannot conceive of, most of us can't. Roberta Drury, 32, Margus Morrison, 52, Andre McNeil, 53, Aaron Salter, 55, Geraldine Talley, 62, Celestine Cheney, 65, Hayward Patterson, 67, Catherine Massey, 72, Pearlie Young, 77, and Ruth Whitfield, 86. Those were our neighbors, and in our circle of listeners, no doubt a loved one or a friend on that list, and this has been a devastating blow for the community, but I must tell you how absolutely proud I am of how people have reacted to this. And I brought this up with Mayor Brown when we spoke earlier. We hear all the time about division in America. I talk about division in America and division in Western New York. And, you know, there's always been this suburban versus urban thing. And maybe in some cases, I think in longer years ago, an us and them mentality, but the outpouring of genuine love and the genuine grief that I have seen on the faces of people all over Western New York, no matter what they look like, it's real. Nobody is dismissing this at all. Nobody. This has been, ironically, for somebody who tried to stir up hatred, I think this person I will never name, unless I absolutely have to, stirred up a lot of love. Kathy Hochul mentioned this yesterday. I can't believe I'm going to quote her, but Buffalove. And I've been part of Buffalove Pictures for a couple of years. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great gathering. Hit and Run was playing at the 1 year. It's fun. 803-0930, do you believe in the death penalty? Yes or no, and under what circumstances? Let's go to Lisa on a cell phone. I want your calls because I'd like to talk less and listen more, to be honest with you, because I've said a lot. Now it's your time. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Lisa, cell phone, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello, my dear.
I wanted to say that I am for the death penalty beyond a shadow of a doubt. I went to a Catholic school, and I will never forget this as long as I live. But the priest said to me, because he had given us a writing assignment, he says, you know, you have to be against capital punishment if you are pro-life.
My dear, can you roll up your car window? Because I'm getting a lot of background noise.
Oh, yeah, it's up. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's just that you got a very sensitive microphone, and it's picking up a lot of ambient sound.
Oh, I think so. He said to me, well, you have to be against capital punishment. And I said, no, I don't, because the criminal knowingly took another person's life and didn't give them the right to life, but a baby didn't ask to be conceived or born.
Yeah, what was the response?
And he was really mad. Really, really mad.
Why? What purpose would be served by being angry at that statement?
I don't know. A Catholic priest, but this guy had, you know, he was on a power trip because he always was. But he wanted to give me a not-so-good grade because I said that to him and somebody had the nerve to say it to him. And I'm like, no. I think that if somebody's going to go out and knowingly do what this person did the other day, then they deserve the consequences of their actions, whether that be life in prison without parole or the death penalty, because they knowingly did what they did.
Well, let me ask you this. In the case of an 18-year-old, the argument is going to be made that the logical area of the brain, the frontal lobe, is not, and it is not, fully developed in a human being until the early 20s. So in arguing against the death penalty, if this individual is convicted, I'm sure the attorneys are going to bring in neurologists and brain experts and forensic pathologists to talk about the incomplete development of the frontal lobe against amongst people who have not yet achieved a certain number of years. Would that in any way change your mind?
No.
Why?
No, not at all. Because I have a son that's around this person's age, and I look at him, and he knows what he does, and he sometimes doesn't think about what he does because he does stupid things, but, you know, that's just a kid. But my son would never go out and do something like this kid did. He's got the wherewithal. He's got, you know, the sense of right and wrong, what you do and what you don't do. So, no, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all.
What do you think is worse for an 18-year-old? And this is going to require some imagination. Having to face death by lethal injection on federal charges, if convicted, or knowing that the next 60 or 70 years of his life will be spent under the most Spartan conditions available, Supermax?
That's a good question, because when I saw what this person did, I said basically they just ended their life either way, whether they're in jail amongst the general population, and I know what that can be like because I know people that work in the system, or, you know, the death penalty, maybe that might be too easy for him. Maybe he should be made to realize what he did.
But see, I'm divided because, to me, being held against my will in a Spartan environment, you can read all about Supermax online. It's not exactly a sandals resort. It's it's basically one of the most mind-effing places that there can possibly be in the world. I'm divided on what would be more punishment for this individual. Like, part of me would like the satisfaction of killing him, because violence can feel good when it's directed judiciously and after legal process. But the other part says, you know what? Mess with his mind. Lock him up for all those years.
I had a family member that worked at a Supermax prison, and it's not any picnic, I can tell you, from what they have told me.
No, that's the worst of the worst. It is the Alcatraz of the modern era. John Gotti, the attempted shoe bomber, and many of the most heinous criminals in recent history have ended their days at Supermax facilities.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm like looking around. I'm shell shocked. There's a car backfiring me, and of course now I'm looking for someone with a gun, like freaking me out. I'm sorry.
No, you know what, my dear? I don't want you to be sorry at all. In fact, I'm quite taken with what you just said. You have any idea the implication of what you just said? Would you have had that reaction if this call had been last Wednesday?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No, not at all.
That is fascinating to me, and it's disturbing, but it's fascinating.
I have another child that I had to hold back from a field trip because of those threats that were being made on social media, and my other child got mad at me, but I said, I'm doing this for your own safety, whether they're credible or not. You don't know who's out there and what they're going to do.
Oh, a dear friend of mine is involved in a very recent threat against the place where this individual works and is not very happy because a community is now being underserved even more.
Right, exactly. And it's so sad. And I know people that have connections to the victims on Saturday, and it hits home when you know these people and they know somebody else who died in that incident.
We all do, because this is Buffalo. And one of the points I've been trying to make this week is the politicians who believe we're still living with people like General Walker or the old school George Wallace. He changed later on in his life. Things are different now than they were.
Yeah.
There's not this wall between us, and I challenge anybody to walk up Main Street in the village of Williamsville, look through any window of any establishment, and you will see people who don't look like each other having a wonderful time. And you know, I don't know how old you are, and I'm never going to ask, but there was a time...
Okay.
I'm sorry, my dear?
I'm 56. You can ask.
Okay, well, thank you for that. But there was a time when there was a belief that, oh, white people and black people, and I'm using those words because that's what words were used back then, they can never really be friends because the white man can never understand the black struggle. That might have been true in the 80s or the 70s. I do not believe that is true now.
No, it's not. It isn't, because where my son goes to school, these kids are friends with each other. They don't see racial barriers.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Hey, real quickly, my idea of if you're going to put somebody to death, the standard of proof needs to be absolutely infallible beyond any doubt. Do you have a problem with my raising that threshold, if I could?
No, not at all. I think you're right, absolutely right, because there will be people like Lynn Dijak who fall through the system and will be innocent. So, yes, they should. If you're taking somebody's life, you have to be absolutely, positively sure that they're the person that committed the crime.
All right. Thank you kindly for the call. Good luck with your family. And
thank you.
Folks, the one of the most significant things she said was after the backfire, did you hear the change in her voice? That is a direct result of Saturday. And when I talk about the trauma being shared by all of us, you just heard it live on the air. That's remarkable. I heard that you are keeping it here to News Radio 930 WBEN now. Tomorrow, I'm presuming it'll be BMAZ from 9 to 10. David Bellavia, who has been all over this story, has done incredible work, 10 until 2. And then should be Joe Beamer sitting in for me over the next couple of days. I feel bad for Joe because he's bouncing around like a ping pong ball with the schedule. Let's go to Patty in Clarence on WBEN talking about the death penalty. Are you for it? Are you against it? I am for it, but only if guilt is established beyond any doubt. I think the threshold needs to be raised. Go ahead. You're on WBEN.
Okay, I agree with you. I think it should be done if necessary. But my thought also is that why give an 18-year-old free room and board for 60 years?
Well, if we believe in punishment as being part of a reason we incarcerate somebody, can you think of anything worse than being basically in what amounts to virtual solitary confinement for decade after decade.
Right.
Knowing you will never be with a woman, ever.
But he has free room and board. He can do anything he wants, even though he's segregated.
Well, read up on Supermax. Maybe I should give a little more information on the air. I would rather die than be in Supermax.
Yeah, probably so. Me too.
Yeah, seriously. Patty, as far as the threshold to be met, I'm glad you don't have a problem with that because, again, I've done a lot of reading over the years on this, and I know this country has wrongly executed, wrongly convicted people, and many of those people wrongly executed have been our black brothers.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
I thank you kindly. Not only our black brothers, but our white brothers who didn't have money to hire Clarence Darrow in the 1920s in Chicago. Leopold and Loeb, couple of rich boys, very rich boys, decided to have a thrill killing of a 14-year-old named Bobby Franks to prove how much smarter they were than the police and how they were supermen and could pull off the perfect crime. Well, they were geniuses, but one of the geniuses dropped his very easy-to-trace eyeglasses at the scene where they dumped the body. So the families hired Clarence Darrow and went for a bench trial and not a jury trial. And Clarence Darrow, when representing these young men, kept on looking at the judge saying, "You hold these boys' fate. You decide whether they live or die. Their fate is on your hands." Made it a personal thing. And the judge must have felt like Pilate wanting to wash his hands and did not give the death penalty. And Loeb was killed in prison when he sexually attacked another inmate. And Nathan Leopold, who was one of the smartest people who's ever lived. Look it up. Nathan Leopold, brilliant. One of the highest IQs ever measured. Ended up being let out and moving to Puerto Rico. It is, I'm surprised Puerto Rico took him in, frankly, but it is 27, and he did a lot of good work at the end of his life, which it's just, it's strange. It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I do hope Paul Cambry is listening so he knows I got something right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I put something up on Facebook early this morning, and it was like a whole bunch of different thoughts. It was kind of like, I look at it as kind of like a George Carlin monologue. And one person was very upset. Tom, this is rambling. Are you okay? And I tried to explain. No, the only chance I ever get to write is early in the morning. And when I write, I get bombarded with a whole bunch of thoughts, one leading into another. And I had to assure the person that I was 100% sober, had not had anything to drink. And I don't do illegal drugs and I don't smoke weed. It's just when I write, I have a process of writing. And sometimes I go after squirrels and one thing leads into another. And there's some stuff I'd like to do on the radio that just wouldn't be good radio. But that's what that was all about. I appreciate your concern, but, you know, everything's cool. I actually was able to fall asleep eventually and stay asleep. It is Bowerly, the death penalty. You know, historically, many of our black brothers and sisters have not been in favor of the death penalty because, frankly, over the years, this country was not fair to our black brother and sister defendants. And there is a feeling that, wait a minute, you put this black man to death for this crime, and this white guy is out after 10 years? Really? And I understand the cynicism and skepticism among our black brothers and sisters historically over the death penalty. I get it, and I think it's well-founded. Now, I mentioned bad convictions earlier, and I thank an emailer, in case I did not properly communicate this, Detective Dennis Delano was able to show that Anthony Capozzi was not the bike path rapist. It was Altemio Sanchez. The Lynn Dejack case, it was a boyfriend. It was not Altemio Sanchez. And that guy was absolute evil. Absolute evil. The two were not involved. Framed or hung out to dry by the same person. There are two different people involved in both miscarriages of justice. But what was very disturbing to me and eye-opening, because I told Paul Cambria this yesterday, part of me wants to walk away from this and go to law school. And if I did that, what I would want to do is have a local version of the Innocence Project and work to clear people that I believe have been wrongly convicted of crimes, no matter what they look like, because I simply don't like injustice. And that is why I know some of you get sick of hearing about it, because it was 58 years ago. That's why I am fascinated with the assassination of President Kennedy, because I believe Lee Oswald was the victim of one of the most heinous miscarriages of justice that has ever been perpetrated. The man, in my opinion, was a hero. And, you know, I hope that in my lifetime I live long enough to see his remains moved to Arlington with a statue, because the more you read, the more you learn, that poor man and his family have suffered a fate of history that they simply do not deserve. So getting back to it, I don't like injustice. And historically, many of our black brothers and sisters have not been in favor of the death penalty. Does this case, I reach out to you, my dear friends, has this case changed your mind? Because some of you, we're not happy the Buffalo police did not shoot and kill the suspect who gunned down 10 innocent shoppers on Saturday. And I explained to you that legally they couldn't because, as far as I know, the suspect never aimed the firearm at the officers. And under Article 35, the only time you can use deadly physical force if you reasonably believe that deadly physical force is being used or is imminently going to be used against you or a third person. So as long as the gun was just at his own neck, if the cops had shot and killed him, you know what? Those cops would be out of a job. And don't forget, since 2020, there has been a tremendous emphasis on de-escalation and not escalation. And I understand that some of my black brothers and sisters think, you know what? If it was a black guy, he'd be splattered all over the store. Not necessarily. Not with body cams and not with all of the surveillance cameras inside a store. Those are a lot of eyes. And despite the heinous crime, those police officers would have found themselves in a terrible jam because they would have broken the law. And every criminal, no matter how heinous, is entitled to a defense and is entitled to surrender. Hey, sometimes the emotional part of me wishes it was different. But again, I get back to the law. You got to have the law. Let's go to Leo in Buffalo, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you believe in the death penalty? And for an 18-year-old, what would be worse, putting the person to death, if convicted, or spending decades in a supermax-like prison? Because federal charges would enable that. Go ahead, sir.
I'm very much in favor of the death penalty. I think Timmy McVeigh has zero chance of recidivism. I just don't think that, you know, people can't reap their evils when they're dead.
What you said, you kind of cut out a little bit, but Tim McVeigh, zero recidivism because he was killed, and we don't have to worry about him killing any other innocent kids or men, women, and children.
That's correct. Not even the people in prison with him. This kid is, like you said, since 2020, pretty much all of our children have been isolated in, you know, hiding from COVID. He's inside a little, I don't know what you would call it, immune bubble of people that you share your status with. What kind of environment would turn a 16-year-old kid, basically, into the 18-year-old kid that kills somebody?
I think that is an excellent question. And two things come to mind, sir, that I'd like your thoughts on. We talked yesterday with Max and James Tresman about this. But number one, a real investigation needs to be done into the mental evaluation and why he was allowed to maintain possession of the bolt-action rifle he had possessed at the time the threats were made, and why he was apparently able to buy two more firearms. Why wasn't he, blacklisted under New York Safe? Because he should not have had, he should have been considered what they call a prohibited possessor.
And I agree with that, but the question is more pointing at the cause rather than these things that happened incidentally. I mean, something changed this kid. He's been in a bubble for 2 years. I'm not sure. I haven't read much about it. You're a historian. There was brainwashing during the Korean War. I think it took less than the 2 years that people have been in isolation since COVID started. I think that something needs to be investigated a lot more closely at something other than a firearms level.
Somebody called in yesterday, and I think it was Aaron in Toronto called in yesterday and brought up the idea, was this young man used by somebody else? I don't believe I've seen any evidence to indicate that. And where I am on this, and I want your thoughts, is I don't know if this is evil, which tends to be a spiritual and religious concept, or whether a more logical explanation is that this individual and many others, maybe because of our increasing technology love affair, have lost our ability to empathize with other human beings.
Oh, I don't doubt that in the least. When I was a kid, they used to talk about sex and violence on television and making people callous towards sex and violence. And it seems to have actually played out that way. So, yes, I think that there is a distinct chance that people in love with technology and being trained to kill people all day long by video games might have an impact on what they do in the real world.
Well, you know, what I'd like to see, and I again, would like your thoughts on this, I want to see, and I'm sure it'll come out in if there's any trial, I want to see the results of the investigation into his computer activity and Google searches. When did he, my phone just went off when I said Google, when did he begin searching for replacement theory? What site before that did he go to? What was the chain in his mind that led him to a point where he could walk into a store and gun down 10 innocent people to death?
With live stream going.
Yes, and that's why I argue he is not criminally insane, because he knew what he was doing was wrong when he was doing it.
Yes. I still think that the cultural environment that he was in needs to be investigated as closely, because that if the isolation, the COVID isolation, staying within that clique of people that you share an immune system with,
Hold on, because I want to talk to you more about this, but I'm a prisoner of the clock, as you well know, and you're on to something that I wanted to get into, so stand by with us, folks. All right, Joe Beamer will be sitting in for me at least the next couple of days, and I'm not sure what it's going to be like afterwards, but it's not going to be a five-week hiatus again. Unless I plan things very carefully and well. Let's get back to Leo in Buffalo. Leo talking about the environment in which somebody could be inculcated with hate and pull something off. And where I thought you were going with that, Leo, was a question that came up yesterday. In addition to the psych eval he had and his ability to fool doctors and his ability to not be on a list, which would have made him a prohibited possessor of firearms, the parents. I need to know. I want to know. How about you? I want to know more about the parents. You knew, presumably, that you had a kid with potential violent ideations. At what point did you think that maybe, you know, firearms were a good idea for somebody with those kinds of thoughts?
Yeah, it does seem insane on the part of enforcement as well. But my concern is that there are tons of these isolation bubbles out there where people are basically interacting only with themselves that may actually function as an echo chamber for whatever hate speech they hear. And there are all kinds of reasons that motivate people towards hatred.
The hate against President Trump, the hate against Trump supporters. You know, hate is a multi-directional street. It's not just one direction of hate. There is vitriolic hate from every single corner of America. Not just one.
Yeah. Absolutely. And these isolation bubbles can function as just an echo chamber for hate speech towards anybody else. And there are millions of these bubbles out there. We've all been encouraged to stay within a clique and not kind of interact with anybody else as a response to the COVID epidemic or pandemic.
You know, that's an interesting way of looking at this, but I don't know for how long you've been a listener to what I do, but one of the saving graces during the height of the pandemic was having a lot of people with whom I'm very close and having a lot of intimate and that does not mean physical in that way, a lot of intimate physical contact, a lot of good human face-to-face friends. What good is there knowing 5,000 people on Facebook if there's not a single one of them you call at 2 in the morning to bail you out of jail?
Absolutely. I agree with that. And it has been the social interaction that we've been denied the past couple of years really might. I think that they should look into not just this guy, but what impact there is with all these isolation bubbles everywhere, because every one of them can function as a echo chamber.
And you know what? There's another factor. I'm enjoying this conversation so much. There's another factor as well, Leo, and it is this. I keep talking about the word empathy and the lack of empathy of human beings. And something, actually, I put this up last night. People thought I'd lost my mind. One of the things for which we have to look out, Elon Musk has talked about integrating human beings with machines. And the whole concept is called transhumanism. And that's why I have been arguing for human dignity, because at some point we need to draw the line between humans and machines. I'm sorry, I don't care about work output or work product. The dignity of a human being is important. And I don't know how you preserve that when you start seriously, as Elon Musk has, talking about integrating people and machines. To me, that's soulless.
Well, I have kind of mixed opinions on that. I mean, Kurzweil came up with that idea, you know, decades ago. And you know, it's interesting. I think he wrote a book called The Singularity. It talked about basically the same thing.
Or to simplify things for people like me, you could just watch the Twilight Zone episodes. Some of them kind of deal with that. Hey, brother, I'm glad you called, Leo. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me speak.
No, good stuff. Good content there. I like that. That was good. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.